For one, I think it's his personality. He's magnetic to people, and they get excited to come to his events just to hear him speak. A lot of the people I saw there were first-time caucus goers, which is interesting because, you know, these are people who didn't participate in the last caucus, and now they're feeling compelled to do it now.
Why are you deciding the caucus?
Well, A, no one ever educated me on it.
Turn around.
So now that I'm older and have kids, like, I should probably pay attention, considering what has happened in the last 3 years. And my daughter's turning 18 this year. So we're going to do this together.
Oh, that's sweet.
Exciting.
And have you decided who you're going to caucus for?
Trump.
And I asked them why. And interestingly, they bring up January 6th and court cases against him as reason for that. They feel like he is being attacked. And they also compare him to Biden, who they see as low energy.
What did you think of the event?
I liked it.
What did you like about it?
Everything. This one here you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. But I didn't like the wait, but I liked everything Trump said.
What did you like of what he said?
Well, just going after Biden was the best thing. he's had nothing good to say about him.
So they were telling me, you know, we want to come out for our first time and caucus for Trump because we feel like he is the one that will lead us, and he has done everything he promised he would, and will do more, and that's why we have confidence in him.
Yeah, and I mean, Hannah, you've been going around a lot with Ron DeSantis, who really seem to have been positioned to be kind of Trump without the baggage, the guy to inherit whatever you want to call this movement, Trumpism, populist conservatism. Why does it seem like that vanished a little bit? What's going on with DeSantis' campaign?
Yeah, well, what's really interesting about the diminished support DeSantis has seen is that you really see an erosion over many months on kind of both ends of the political spectrum. And you can look at among voters who approve of Trump, DeSantis lost a lot of ground starting around the time of Trump's indictments. And so it seems like that had a lot to do with it. And among voters who do not really like Trump, those used to be a sizable part of DeSantis' support because he was sort of that leading alternative and people hadn't really learned as much about all these other lesser-known candidates. And so as they shopped around and as they learned more about DeSantis and some of his positions that are actually pretty polarizing and that have alienated some of his donors, some of those more moderate voters, you know, they've gravitated toward people like Nikki Haley. And so you've seen that, you know, decline on both ends for him.